Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Live. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go, a very short edition of the program. Have you for about 22 more minutes. That is it tonight as we get you ready for Thursday night football. That's what we're going to have here on KMOX as the Eagles and the Giants are going to match up against each other and our coverage from Westwood One Sports. It is set to begin right at 6:30, so 22 minutes from now is when we will get underway with Thursday night football. So we've got you for a little bit of time. Here's what's coming up on our very short edition of the program. In our next segment, we'll talk all Blues hockey. Jim Montgomery, the Blues head coach, he spoke with the media earlier today after morning skate as the team gets ready to open up their season tonight, and we will play for you much of what Montgomery had to say leading in to this season opener. And high expectations, but also a lot of focus on getting off this season on a good foot, right? They do not want to have a slow start to the year. We talked about it a bunch last hour during the rush hour that as good as the Blues are, the Western Conference and the Central Division are equally, if not better, than the Blues. And if they want to be a playoff team this year, if they want to put themselves in the best possible position to even maybe exceed the outside expectations, well, then getting off to a good start is a very important thing. Not that you can't come back from a slow start, as we have certainly seen this Blues team do a time or two, but just with everything kind of available for them, it would be smart for them to get off on a good foot here. So that's we'll talk more Blues hockey coming up in our next segment. I want to spend a little bit more time on the Yadier Molina report that came out. And it's a little bit challenging to talk about this because, honestly, we don't know all the details on it. So the initial report was that Molina is in conversation with the Cardinals on joining the staff. And we Kevin and I talked about this a little bit last hour. It's not clear if that would be in a full-time role, in a part-time role. If it's a part-time role, I guess it's different than what it's been, but how different is it than what it's been, where he was coming in a little bit this past year, and you remember he was supposed to have a much larger role with the organization in the year leading up to, where they even announced him as a special assistant, and we thought we'd see him in spring training and everything, and that ended up not happening. Maybe what they're talking about is actually the kind of that playing out, that coming to fruition, where he's somebody who's going to drop in handful of times over the course of the season and join the major league staff for a weekend here, a week there, whatever, and a guy who has a lot of presence during spring training, and maybe also somebody that pops into the minor league sites every once in a while. If Leonardo Bernal is at AAA this year, you don't think there'd be some value in Yadier Molina all of a sudden showing up and being able to spend some time with him at AAA just as he kind of puts the finishing touches on what he needs to do in the minor leagues to be ready to get to the big leagues? There's so many young catchers, too. Jimmy Crooks, I would hope that he has a major league opportunity next year. Assuming that's the case, Do you? Is it a situation where you have him around the big league team a lot to help with Crooks, especially if Crooks is not an everyday starter? What if the scenario does play out where Ivan Herrera returns to either full-time catching or a lot of catching, where they just have the two catchers on the roster, where it's Herrera and Pajes, and Crooks ends up back at AAA? You have a Crooks-Bernal thing going at AAA. You probably want Molina to see them at some point. So there's countless scenarios. I could keep going. We could spend this entire segment just going through all the various scenarios where Yadier Molina can help your organization. So I don't know. I don't know if it'd be a full-time job. If it's a full-time job, does he come in as a bench coach? You have a bench coach, but I think a lot of things are probably up in the air, specifically because you've got a guy in Skip Schumacher who has been with some of these people who are on the coaching staff before, who just got a job with the Rangers. Is there a scenario where some Cardinals coaches leave the Cardinals to go to the Rangers to be on Schumacher's staff? I think that's possible. Is there a scenario where if Albert Pujols becomes the manager of the Angels, that he taps into some of his connections inside of the Cardinals organization and brings some people over? Yeah, I think that's a distinct possibility as well. Is there a scenario here where some Chaim Bloom talked a lot about there being a lot of consistency on the staff going into next year compared with this last year, but he also said they're working through some things. Didn't say it was going to be 100% consistency. I think from just a health standpoint, you know, keeping an organization healthy, it's always good to filter in some new voices every once in a while. Now, the main decision maker when it comes to baseball operations is a new voice this year, so that's gonna be a new voice that impacts everybody. But there's value in getting some different voices on a coaching staff and just freshening up the staff on a very often basis, if not an every year basis, doing it fairly often. So I don't know. We don't know what the role would be. We don't know what positions are going to be available. Even if they create a position for him, that doesn't mean that there's not going to be some other changes on the coaching staff going into this year. I think the more important thing here, I mentioned this today. I did my Thursday hit with the Chris and Amy show. And most people listening probably know that I am an admirer of Oliver Marmol. I like Ollie a lot. I think he's a good manager. I'm excited to see what it's going to look like for him under the baseball leadership of Chaim Bloom. I always acknowledge the fact that there's no guarantee it will work. There's no guarantee that Ollie's the longtime manager of this team, but I think he does a nice job. I think he's gotten more out of this roster than just about anybody would be able to do. And if he's given a few more tools, I'd like to see what that would look like. That being said, and it's kind of the same conversation we had when Yadi first joined the team as an assistant coach, popping in a couple times during the year. It says a lot about Ollie as a guy that when all the outside voices, not all of them, but when many of the outside voices are yelling and screaming for Yadi or Albert to come in and be the manager and to take his job, that he embraces these individuals. And he has personal relationships with them. He's friends. He trusts them. That's the number one thing. If Yadi was politicking for Ollie's job, I'm guessing Ollie would not quite be as arms wide open as he is, but that's not happening. But it's just something, and Bernie's been talking about this recently, and I'll kind of pick it up. Oliver Marmol has done everything that I think Cardinals fans should appreciate in terms of his path. Now, he replaced a very popular manager, and that's the part of his path that Cardinals fans don't like. But that's out of his control. When the organization makes the decision to move on from Mike Shildt, what, they're going to offer the job to Ollie and he's going to say, nope, no, I'm not going to take this life-changing position that there's only a handful of, and a very small number of people have ever had this job. But Ollie's done, he's been a Cardinals lifer, played in the minor leagues, minor league instructor, moved his way up, got into the coaching staff. I mean, this is somebody who has devoted his life, and he seems to be somebody who, when it comes to managing the Cardinals, the only thing he really cares, well, two things he cares about. He cares about winning, and he hasn't done enough of that. We need to see this team win a little bit more, and hopefully that starts to happen. But he cares about just the health of this organization, what can be done to make the team better. And if that's having Yachty on the staff, if that's having Yachty in the dugout, if that's having him be a bigger part of what's going on, well, then that's all that matters, I think, to Ollie. Bring in whoever you want. Do whatever you can to put this organization in a better spot. And I wish he was appreciated more for having that type of attitude. I get it. Look, there's just people who aren't going to like him. Okay. For whatever reason. A lot of it has to do with he was the one who replaced Mike Schilt. Some people don't like the fact that he wears his hat backwards. Some people don't like this. Some people don't like that. Okay, whatever. We're not gonna argue that. That isn't even what I'm trying to do right here. But what I am trying to do is just acknowledge the fact that he would be all in on having Yachty around more often, no matter what so many of those outside voices happen to be yelling and screaming about. I'm sure we'll get more into this coming up tomorrow when we have a full two-hour program, but I want to talk Blues hockey. They open up their season tonight. They are taking on the Minnesota Wild. So much optimism, so much excitement about this team this year. We are going to hear from head coach Jim Montgomery. He spoke with the media earlier today, and those pregame thoughts from him are coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a Great Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly as we are into our final segment. Done early tonight. We're going to get out of here for Thursday Night Football as the Giants and the Eagles are going to match up against each other this evening. And our coverage from Westwood One Sports is going to begin at 6:30. Also tonight, it's a big night for sports fans in St. Louis as the Blues, they are opening up their season and they are going to play host to the Minnesota Wild. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery did meet with the media earlier today. Want to play back some of what he had to say as he previewed what we're going to see tonight with the Blues and the Wild. And as he opened up his comments today, talked a little bit about what he wants to see from his club.
I think it's really playing on your toes and trying to get to our identity as quick as we can. The teams like Minnesota did last year, they got their identity right away. They had a great start. And that's the way you want to start the year, is trying to get to your identity. Having watched a lot of games over the last two nights, you see some teams that are playing slow, and the teams that are playing fast and playing to their identity know what they're doing when they get the puck. They're playing fast, and it's pretty evident that they're a little bit ahead of the curve.
One of the cliches in sports is that you want to have a good start to the season. No coach, no manager, no anybody is ever going to tell you anything but that. That being said, Montgomery does think it is important to have a good start to the season, and not just because, but he has a very specific detail on the way the schedule is lined up on why he thinks there's that much more importance to being able to come out of the gate well.
It's pretty big. Because our schedule is, it's heavy leaning the first month or so at home. So it's going to be important. We know we love playing in front of our great fans. We know it's going to be loud here tonight. and it's our job to make sure they stay loud.
Getting a good start to the season also is connected to being a playoff team this year. I think on paper you can look down at the Blues and see a really, really good hockey team, and you don't have to squint that hard to see a team that can certainly go on a run in the playoffs. But you also take a step back and look at the Central Division and look at the Western Conference as a whole, and you see a lot of really, really good teams, meaning that there's probably going to be some pretty good hockey teams in the Western Conference that don't even qualify for the playoffs this year. And Montgomery reiterated that, talking about the strength of the Western Conference.
I think it's going to be really hard to make the playoffs in the West. When I look at it, I think it's much harder to make the playoffs in the West than the East. And when our division, you said it, Utah's coming on. You know, from what I saw from Chicago and camp, they're coming on. But, you know, you have the – there's so many deep, talented teams in our own division. And then that's not including, you know, the Vegases and Edmontons and, you know – Vancouver had a great preseason. I mean, there's a lot of good teams in the West.
As they open up the season tonight, Montgomery very confident about his club and their ability to have a successful season. And again, going back to what he said a moment ago, being able to have a good start to the year. He was asked what most impressed him about what he saw from the team during training camp.
How sharp our goalies and our defensemen have been. I think that's what gives me confidence that we're going to start off well, and we're going to get to our identity pretty quick. Our defensemen are long. They skate well. Their gaps have been really good. And the physicality has gone up in our D-core. So that gives me a lot of confidence. And then when you have Binnington in there, someone that just he's almost serene, and that's how calm he makes the rest of us. So that's something that obviously gives you confidence you can get off to a good start.
Well, Jimmy Snuggerud did finish out the season last year with the Blues and played in the playoffs. This is really his first real taste of the NHL through from a full season mode, going through training camp, starting the season, doing all those sort of things. And Montgomery talked a little bit about what he has seen from Snuggerud as his NHL career is still very much in its infancy.
I see, at times, a guy that looks like he played really well in the playoffs and has a lot of NHL experience. And at times, I see a real rookie coming into his first training camp. And there's a lot to think about with training camp, the length of it, how hard it usually is, training camp, and then building that and trying to get ready for a regular season. You know, he's used to 1 week of practices and you start playing games in college. So that's not the way. So he's just adjusting to a full regular season in being an NHL player.
Like any young player, there are going to be moments this year with Snuggerud where it looks really, really, really good. And there's going to be some moments where it does not look as good. Montgomery talked a little bit about how to deal with those moments of adversity. Maybe you do need to move them down the line. Maybe you need to take them off the ice for a little while. Whatever it might be, that seems like a negative reaction. But from Montgomery's take, whether it's Snuggerud or really any other young player, positivity is the key when it comes to helping young players get better.
I think it's really important with young guys that you encourage, not discourage. And you talk to them about what their strengths are. And talk about teaching a lot about, you know, when they make mistakes. And like, if for instance I go down the two lines because we're trying to protect the lead and he's not out there, tell him about it on the bench. It's nothing you didn't do. It's just I'm going to go with guys that have been here before and done it before.
And then the final thing from Montgomery specifically to this matchup against Minnesota tonight, you look at the Wild and you look at the top of their roster with certainly some star power, and you got to be able to slow that down. I thought this was interesting from Montgomery. He specifically mentioned his center depth as a reason that they feel very good about being able to slow down teams with star players. We know what they have from a defensive pairing standpoint and that top defensive pairing of Colton Pareko and also Cam Fowler. But when you look at forwards being able to go out and play defense, the fact that they brought in somebody in Pius Suter, who is someone who has a very good defensive reputation, at some point Oscar Sundquist is going to be back. Right now Nick Bjugstad's going to be on that fourth line. You have Robert Thomas, Braden Schenn. Montgomery really spent some time talking about the center depth on this team and what it does for them from a defensive perspective.
What also helps is the added center depth we have that You know, we have multiple lines that I feel comfortable that can go out and do the job against them defensively. And because of the veteran center presence we have, the awareness of our centers of getting the job done against. You can't give them second and third chances.
That is Blues coach Jim Montgomery as we get you ready for the Blues and the Wild tonight. That's going to be a 7 o'clock puck drop over at Enterprise Center, and away we go with hockey season, and it's going to be a fun one, I think, for the Blues. For us here at KMOX, we are done early because we have a Thursday night football. It's the Eagles and the Giants tonight, and we've got coverage from Westwood One Sports beginning in just a few moments as that's going to get started at 6:30 here on KMOX. Thanks for being tuned in with us both for the Rush Hour Sports Hour and also for Sports Open Line. Back at you tomorrow. We'll have a full 3 hours, the 1 hour of Rush Hour Sports at 5 o'clock, and then a full 2 hour edition of Sports Open Line tomorrow from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Again, thanks for being with us, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Enjoy Thursday Night Football. It's the Eagles and the Giants, and it's on the way next right here on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.